Somebody was saying something.
Yeah, this is Jim. I started the recording.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to our first ABC Ballot Town Hall. We decided to do this as an to give groups the opportunity to find out more about the proposals. Before we get any further, let's start with the regular Serenity Prayer after a moment of silence. God.
God,
grant me the serenity to know the difference.
And then tradition two, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on ACA unity is an important thing to keep in mind. Our agenda today is, I'll introduce the ballot prep committee, the proposal presenters, then we'll review meeting safety and Zoom safety guidelines, our goals, and then the presentation of proposals, followed by questions and answers on each one specifically, and then general questions and answers, if anybody has any. Okay, our committee members, I'll let each of us introduce ourselves. I'm Mary Jo, and I'm the chair of the committee currently, and I live in Illinois.
Yes, hi everyone, my name is Jim. I'm an adult child. I'm currently in South Florida, and also spend a few months during the hot summer here out in San Francisco area. And I'm excited for the 2022 ABC that will be held in San Francisco. We'll get to hopefully see some more people face-to-face by then. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, my name is Jim, and Jim R, as opposed to Jim B. And I live in the outskirts of New York City. I've been working on the ballot prep committee for a couple of years. This year has brought incredible changes. Very positive changes, and this being one of them, that we're doing town halls to further clarify any questions groups might have. This is new, it's a first time, and welcome everyone.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, I'm Brad. I'm also on the ballot prep committee. I'm in the Maryland area, not too far from DC.
Thank you. All right. Before we go there, we have two groups of presenters today, the group from South Africa and the group from Israel. And Marian, you are presenting, or you said someone else is?
If it's possible, both of us. Can Elway specifically to talk to proposal 11 and to add some input to number 7. And I'll tackle the others, which come from a different group.
Okay, thank you. And then Dahlia is presenting from Israel. Dahlia, are you doing it alone or is there someone else doing it with you?
Yes, it's just me.
Okay, welcome. All right. Safety protocols, or in general, raise your Zoom hand to speak. If you have the older version of Zoom, you have the hands at the bottom of the below the names on the right hand panel. If you have the newer Zoom version, raising your hand is in the reactions behind the reactions icon. Okay. Chat is only available to the Zoom hosts, I believe. Then please mute yourself when not speaking. And if you're going to be moving around so that it's not distracting, please turn off your video. And then if we get Zoom bombed, which hopefully we won't, it hasn't happened recently that I know of, audio will be turned off, video will be turned off one by one until we isolate the individual. Everybody will be put, well, I don't know. What's the best way to do this? These are old instructions. Have we come up with something better? I'm going to ask Jim and Sharon.
Well, there is a new feature that's one button you could hit and it will turn everyone's audio and video off.
Okay.
So we'd probably do that. And then I'm not sure, we would probably just enable the people who we want to speak to speak at that point.
Okay.
Great. But it would be uncharted territory, but we'll get through it together if it does happen, not to worry.
Okay, great, thank you. I just downloaded the new version, and so I didn't notice that yet. Thank you. Okay. All right. Are there any questions about safety and protocols and so on? Okay. All right. So our goals are to provide the opportunity for the groups who made these proposals to give more information if they have any, or just a general synopsis of their proposal to whoever's on the call. And for those of you who are here, to give the opportunity to ask questions if there's anything that's unclear to you about any of the proposals. We are doing the proposals that were submitted by two groups, the South Africa groups and Israel today. And so that, and the rest will be in the next two. The ballot represents your group's opinion as to whether these proposals merit discussion at the ABC. And it's not necessarily that you're voting yes, this should be passed, or no. And I know that the distinction that some people have, you know, it's not always clear, but it's really about if you think it has merit, but it's already being handled, that's another matter. Like whether should it go back on the agenda to be discussed when it's already being dealt with? You can vote yes, but at the ABC, what will probably happen is that it will be noted that this is already in the works, if that's the case. We will also answer general ballot and ABC questions at the end of the workshop. Are there any questions right now as far as what I just said? Okay. By the way, with the PowerPoint up, I cannot see who everybody is, and I can't see raised hands. So, Jim.
I'll handle that for now.
Thank you. All right, so we will get right into it then. We'll start with proposal 7, and that will be Marion. And Marion, you will have 3 minutes to give any information, further information, or whatever you would like to say about this particular proposal.
Just a note that if people look at my square, the Bradow Square, there is a three-minute clock you'll be able to see here.
Okay. Thank you. I love that. All right, Marion, you're up. Okay. You're on mute.
Mary Jo, what do you think if you read the proposal so it's read and it's not part of their three-minute time?
Okay, I can do that. The only one I won't do is the one that is lengthy, that has many bullets. Proposal 7, the issue is, we propose that WSO produce a version of the BRB and other literature where the level of language is aimed at junior high school level rather than university grade English, so that the content is more easily understandable to people for whom English is a second language rather than their mother tongue. Okay, go ahead.
Right, let me just find the file, sorry. Okay, from our side, the point is that there's no doubt that the level of English language used in the Big Red Book is very sophisticated. Just speaking on a personal level, it's been interesting since I've been attending online meetings around the world, thank you to the current pandemic. I've also discovered that even people who seem to have English as their primary language struggle with some of the words. So I understand ACA's primary purpose as carrying the message, but if the message is hard to understand, it seems to me it defeats the purpose. So while I hear the WSO analysis response about the amount of effort involved, there are tools these days like Wordify and Simplify and so forth that make things quicker to do. And as soon as I step down as chair, I'm quite happy to volunteer my time and effort to getting this done. But we're not just talking about the Big Red Book, we're talking about every piece of literature, specifically things like the Step Work Group. And I would really like to ask Kanelwe, who represents our Soweto members and can sort of speak on behalf of our more disadvantaged people, if it's possible to allow her to speak and add her comments. Kanelwe? Yeah.
Yeah, hi, I'm here. Thank you, Marion. I completely agree. I mean, going into the Big Red Book myself, I'm a qualified lawyer, and there are times when there's certain things I don't understand and immediately get because of how advanced it is. And I come from a group where English is not the first language, not even the second language. And I mean, we've had some people that I've invited into our group who clearly struggle to even get certain terms like what an inner child is, what a critical parent is. And I think if there are those hurdles that we still have to overcome, then it makes recovery a bit more difficult. I've had an adult child, a fellow traveler, come to me and with this very same issue of language, that English is not the first language. And sometimes it becomes difficult and creates shame as well, which is what we're trying to heal from. So simplifying the Red Book and other literature would be a huge contribution to just making recovery easier.
Okay. Thanks, Kanelwe. Just one last comment. In my work on the Global Subcommittee, we're finding similar problems in places like India and Taiwan and, well, basically everywhere that I've been in contact with as part of my work in the Global Subcommittee. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Okay. We'll move now to questions and answers. And if you have a question, please raise your hand. If you have the older version of Zoom, your hands will be at the bottom of the names. If you have the newer version, it's in the reaction icon at the bottom of the screen. And you will have up to a minute to ask your question. And then Marianne and Kanelwe will have a minute or so to respond.
Okay, first up is Helen.
Hey, the questions that come to my mind are that junior high school level is too high. I was a reading specialist. English is made up of so many different languages. And it's one of the worst to understand because you don't know where that word came from. Most newspapers are in fourth to fifth grade level. As people get older, they forget words and it's more difficult to read. Many of our adult children have reading problems. They may say dyslexia, but all that means is I have trouble reading. So I think this is great, but I wish you could add maybe fourth to fifth grade level with a dictionary type information in the back to explain the words you just have to have, and no colloquialisms that don't say it's raining cats or dogs or any of those things that you only understand if you're from that area.
That's time.
English is hard. Thank you.
Marianne, do you want to respond to that or Kanelwe?
We were using that as a ballpark. We're quite happy to reduce the level of language as low as feasible. So yeah, I would agree. And also there are other things. I know in North America, people always talk about the fall. We have no concept of that. We use autumn and it's not in September for us, that's in March.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So things like that also need to be borne in mind.
Thank you. Next question.
Okay. There are no other hands raised at this point.
Okay. All right. Then it appears then that in general, this is a very straightforward proposal and easy to understand. Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim. I have the old version of Zoom, so I have to raise my hand physically. I was curious if anyone here is on any of the literature working groups that are working on new literature, and if this is something that the working groups are already aware of, that they're trying to keep in mind or not. Can anyone share on that? And we have hands now. We've got the, I'm gonna go to Adelina.
Yes, I'm part of the Ready, Set, Go Literature Committee, and we are not, we weren't thinking it's very, very good for this proposal to be put on the floor at this particular time, and we will take this into consideration in our committee. Thanks, Marion.
Okay, thank you. And Helen has her hand up again.
I'm on the committee for boundaries, and we're keeping in mind language, vocabulary, and trying to make sure that things would be able to translate more easily when the time comes down the road. Thank you.
Marion?
If I might respond, from our side, the concern is more not about new literature. I'm well aware that there is an awareness around the subject of new literature. But my concern is that there is a base level of literature. The Yellow Stepbook book is used by pretty much everybody. And some of the levels of language in there are I've worked with sponsees here who just don't get it. It takes me longer to explain than it does for them to do the step. It would be really good if that could be, the existing literature could be looked at.
All right. Okay, thank you. And Joel?
Just a quick clarification. I'm wondering, the proposal is asking a new version that will replace the one existing, or adding a new one to the one that is already there. I'm just wondering what is the proposal.
May I respond?
Yes.
My understanding is that there is a new Big Red book in the works, but the concern is more that whenever something is revised or adjusted, and I know there is work currently being done, for example, to address gender-friendly language, gender-neutral language in the Big Red Book and so forth, if there's a revision, can all of our literature be looked at in terms of this aspect at the same time? This for us is foundational to carrying the message. And for many of us, the message is not getting through because of the level of language. So it's really to try and create discussion and awareness exactly where the literature committee would take this. I don't know. We don't know, but we wanted to raise this as something that's a very important awareness around the world. It is a worldwide fellowship, and this is, I believe, and I'm sure my global subcommittee members would back me, is a worldwide problem, not just a local one.
That's time.
Thanks.
We're out of our over our 10 minutes for this particular proposal. The questions that remain, are they just general literature questions, or Marcus, real quickly?
Just a comment on the process here. Just wondering if there's a consideration of having a representative from the literature committee here to answer questions or to give input about, like, say, how much literature, you know. Because a lot of these questions to me hinge on how much work there is, how many people can do it, et cetera. So I just...
Okay, I understand that. Thank you, Marcus. Melissa.
My question is really more about that this sounds more of a colloquialism translations versus the level of language, because as it was touched on earlier, English is made up of idioms and other language that is unique to certain areas that are not going to translate to South Africa, to India, to Spain, or any other culture. So this sounds like a really big undertaking, and I think it's very important to be able to make sure that inner child and other types of terms are appropriate for each culture that they go into and not offensive in the translation or misunderstanding. So this seems a little bigger. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we are going to move on to the next one. I'm sorry that we can't take more time with each of these, but at least we have all of these things surfaced. So we'll go from there. Proposal number 8 is next, and that is, we propose that WSO develops a 12 and 12, similar to the AA 12 and 12 book, with each step in tradition condensed to something that could be read in 15 to 20 minutes in a format designed to be used as the basis for the common step tradition topic share meeting cycle, but not limited to just this use. Okay, Marianne, you have 3 minutes.
Sure. Thank you. The meetings here, when we initially started, we started a Big Red Book study meeting. But what we were finding is a need that kept coming up to understand how the program all fits together. And it will come up in one of my other presentations, but AA is 75 here this year. People are used to that format. Most of the people who come from other 12-step fellowships understand a 12 and 12 approach, and that is a way to get familiar. So the problem is that some of the steps in the Big Red Book cannot be read in a meeting. They go on and on and on and on. We've cherry-picked to create our Monday meeting, but we'd really like to see that format, the content checked, so that we've kind of got the right content. Also, we've been asked by other countries for copies of our meeting format, because we've created the equivalent of a 12 and 12. We would be very happy to give that to the literature subcommittee or literature committee to work through as a basis, but we've selected what we can. And we find that that's now being used as the format of 3 of our 6 meetings in South Africa, because it does create an overview and understanding. I know India has asked for a copy, and I can't remember somebody else also. So rather than each country reinventing the wheel, we thought, let's try and do this as a coherent thing, but under the oversight of WSO's literature committee, so we don't distort things unintentionally. We'd like it done right and once, and not have other countries reinventing the wheel, maybe. That was the suggestion.
Thank you, Marianne. Questions? Okay. Okay.
This is Jim. Just a comment that's great that you have the meeting format that people are asking for. We have a best practices site, also called the Member Toolbox. So something like that could be shared on the website, and then a lot more people would be able to see it and take advantage of it straight away without, having to wait for, so much approval. As long as it's, fits within the traditions, we could post stuff there, and it helps the whole fellowship. So I pasted the link into the chat.
Thank you for that. I think we're probably being typical adult children and wanting approval from the parents before we jump in there. But basically that would be, we just don't want to mess it up, if you like, because we kind of feel like we're in the backwater and we're needing some reassurance we've done it right. But if it would be useful, I'm sure we'd be happy. I have already sent a copy to the global subcommittee. But we'll happily do that.
Sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, and as pointed out in the WSO analysis for this one, groups are encouraged to submit literature proposals, and this could be one that's done that way also.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. David, I was asked to join you if you had some questions that I could help you with.
Okay, thanks, David. Okay. All right, we'll move on to proposal 9. Let's see. And that the issue is, we propose that a topic book that covers the very unique and specific challenges that ACA deals with would be developed. Ideally, this would be in a format that each topic could be read in 15 to 20 minutes, so it can be used as the content of a topic meeting. Okay, Marianne, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Again, in relation to the 12 and 12, the other thing that keeps on coming up are the complex natures. As I said, AA is 75 here in this country, and Al-Anon is about 65, and I think OA is 25 or 30 years old. Everybody knows the meeting format. It's like, yeah, we know it. Except, no, you don't. So explaining and being able to explain things like the inner child stuff, how our step one is more complex. Basically supplying each of those topics in bite-sized pieces, but in a format that could be used for a topic meeting, but that also could be read and reread. We find the stuff keeps on coming up in our meeting groups. And it would be wonderful to have literature that was brief but concise and to the point of the subject. So again, it's that we've sort of started doing some of that, but it's kind of like wanting the parental approval thing. And we're also aware that this need, working in the global subcommittee, I'm very aware that this stuff is coming up repeatedly in other countries as well. So clarifying, but like I said, in a bite-sized piece, so a 20-minute read that can be used as the basis of a topic meeting would mean it would provide multiple uses. The Big Red Book can be a bit overwhelming. So yeah, that's my comment. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay. Okay, so similar to the last one.
I think there's a hand wave from Jim. Yeah.
Jim, her.
Oh, we have Lynn F.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. You can go ahead, Jim, if you want. You were
first. Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to mention that I too have the old format, so I'm unable to raise my hand digitally. But I attend a meeting every day that uses a book similarly, and it's the Strengthening My Recovery daily reader. It's not 15 to 20 minutes. Each read is maybe 3 minutes, but that is available to use as a topic reader. And if you were to develop this, your group yourself or your intergroup, that might be a nice format to look at.
Thanks. If I may respond briefly, we are well aware of the daily reader. We all use it every day, but in some instances the topic is 3 minutes. In other instances, you will find 19 references, and you simply can't read all of them. We're also looking for like a coherent description, as Kanelwe was mentioning earlier, being able to explain what we mean by an adult child or a loving parent and so forth. So we're looking for specific and detailed topics. If you look at the following proposal, this will probably with hindsight make more sense. But what we're looking for is that 20-minute read. And again, we've developed some of it, but not enough, and we kind of would want, so maybe Mary Jo, you suggested making a literature proposal, maybe that's the route to go with some examples, because we can't do that here in the time available.
Yeah, as well as also putting it in the best practices page that Jim has posted a link to, right? Yeah. Thank you, Marianne. Okay, Lynn?
Hi, Lynn from Scarborough East ACA, adult child. And this is my first year as a delegate. So please, I apologize in advance for any faux pas I might make. But my question is are you looking to build something like the little books that we might have now around crosstalk? And then we have a couple of other ones that are maybe about maybe 5 or 6 pages long that can be read, maybe give a description of those and then be discussed by the group. Is that what you're kind of looking for? I'm not clear what you're looking for, like a one book or multiple smaller books.
One book contains 12, 20, 24 chapters that are all 4 or 5, maybe 6 pages long. Yeah.
I see.
Specifically to the topics. And that could possibly be bundled in with the 12 and 12 because that would give you brilliant meeting format structure, but also be a useful tool to read and reread as necessary, because sometimes 3 readings, 10 readings isn't enough to get the concept clear.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the explanation, Marian.
Okay. Seeing no more questions, we will move on to the next proposal. Okay. And that is number 10. And as I said, I won't read the whole thing, but the issue is we propose that a pamphlet or trifold be developed to outline or describe the significant differences between the ACA fellowship and other 12-step programs. Okay, Marianne, do you want to take 3 minutes?
Yes, sure. Same thing. As I said, the most well-known fellowship in this country, and it celebrates 75 years this year, is AA. Everyone knows the AA program who's familiar with 12-step programs, and many of the other fellowships are 30, 40, 50 years old as well. So everyone who arrives here from another 12-step fellowship kind of goes, yeah, we got it, we know it, it's okay. And so it's a real problem to educate them about the differences, because there are a lot of very substantial differences. Step one isn't a one sentence response. It involves a lot of effort to break denial. And it breaks in layers from what we can see. Step two, the idea of coming to clarity, the idea that we may not be able to return to sanity. We may be finding it for the very first time. We may not even recognize it when we see it because it looks so alien. The idea of taking a blameless inventory of our parents, the voyage of if not what I know, then what? Because step six, the idea of step 8 and 9, not harming our inner child or children. The idea of emotional sobriety and what that actually means. The idea of developing a loving inner parent. The challenges that we have with sponsorship, because many of us struggle to be neither compliant nor defiant, but work as an equal. And certainly that's not the AA way that we know here very familiarly. And remembering that AA is 75 years old, sponsorship in AA has tended to be pretty prescriptive. And I'm the boss. And I remember my first sponsor, who was an AA old-timer, saying something like, you'll do what I tell you. Don't discuss it, just do it. And we'll talk about it later. That triggered my old child stuff big time. So it's to have that, so that you could just hand it to someone without having to get into debates and arguments and so forth. So we're really looking for some simple way to clarify the differences to newcomers from other fellowships, because, this is not the same. We even use different terminology. There was somebody recently talking about a GSR. We don't have general service reps in our fellowship. There's no reference to it in the literature anywhere. We do have intergroup representatives, but no GSRs. So it's those things. It's how we operate and what's different, so that we know it, I've got it, doesn't lead people to take a long time to find how this fellowship is different.
Thank you, Marianne.
Okay. We have a hand up from Marcus from the South Bay.
Hi, I have some concerns about, and wondered if you all had discussed anything as far as tradition 4, each group of autonomous except in matters affecting other groups, basically, and that we cooperate with other 12-step groups. And sort of the principles around sort of like as an individual that I sort of don't take other people's inventory kind of thing. And I know in other fellowships, at least there's stuff, there's basically you don't really talk about other 12-step groups at all in your shares, you're not supposed to or whatever. But just, and I don't know, my view is sort of more like emphasizing exactly how we do this rather than contrasting it to the way other groups do. But thank you.
Marion, do you want to respond?
Well, the idea wasn't so much to talk about it, to contrast it, but simply to describe it so that it's clear. Because the assumptions are what gets in the way of people being able to work the program effectively initially. And all what we want, so it's not a case of we do it differently than AA or NA or OA or whatever, but rather this is how we do it. So I wasn't suggesting, I was simply mentioning in the context of why this has come up for us. Yeah, it's not about a comparison directly with AA, but rather to clarify how our fellowship works, because there are assumptions we've discovered that get made, and we wanted to find a way to short-circuit how that can delay recovery.
Thank you. Okay. David.
I got asked to join us from literature perspective. To say what was already mentioned about the difference in the tradition that between us and all of the 12-step groups is that we welcome, openly welcome all of the 12-step groups and interact with them on a one-to-one and service board to service board basis. As far as this proposal, when you're talking about the steps, that's a much deeper dive. And I know that a step tradition concept book is in planning. I know that there is a concerted push toward a revamping the Red Book as far as taking it from 2.5 pounds down to maybe 1.5 pounds to get mundane. it's also for translation and cost and everything else. I know that Jim is actually very active on a service
next time.
Cover a lot of this, you know, different Jim. So those are the things that would do this. I mean, it's really the fourth tradition, and our steps are different. Our steps are in work. I mean, we're somewhere between our filed off version of AA's and Tony Allen's steps. I mean, that's our workbook. And actually, we're looking at a 20th anniversary copy of the Red Book, which is going to be a serious undertaking. It'll take a few years. And also reworking of the Yellow Book, because it's got some big holes in it, if you worked it enough. But it's not a simple pamphlet, other than that we do welcome all other 12-step groups. And if we're the only ones to take an inventory of your family, everybody else says, no, you don't want to do that. So. I mean, they're real basic, simple things, but thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Sue.
Hi, it's Sue V from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Global Members. I just want to share very briefly and very quickly that this is a common question when we do our public outreach for the Ontario Regional, which is all the AA, Al-Anon, and Alateen folks annually, except for this year, maybe last year and maybe this year. That's a common question. So tell me, what's the difference, right? Cut to the chase. What's the difference between AA and ACA? And it even happens in our meetings. We have a question and answer after our meetings in Scarborough East, and common questions sometimes from folks that are from AA to say, you know, what really is the difference here? So just echoing that the questions do come up. I'm not sure how we need to look at that. As David said, it's, you know, gets very complicated and more complex with the steps, but it's an interesting idea. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Marianne, do you have any other comments or can we move on?
No, as I said, we were just looking for something relatively small to give a taster. Obviously, you need to get to the literature itself to look at the detail, but it's conceptual information that we're talking about at this point, that we just want to be able to hand to people and solve that cut to the chase kind of problem that we're confronted with frequently. And also because we see people getting lost. All right, and that with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Okay. We will move on to proposal 11. Okay. 11, we propose that WSO consider setting up an ACA International Literature Scholarship Fund for members who cannot afford ACA literature due to the price of the literature in their local currency, the exchange rate for their currency against the dollar, or due to their individual financial constraints. Okay.
I'm going to ask Kanelwe to speak to this one, please, because she and the Soweto group are the one that brought that proposal to the intergroup.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne. And apologies, I forgot to introduce myself previously. My name is Kanelwe and I'm an adult child. This proposal comes very close to home. When I was looking for ACA, I was basically chasing the Big Red Book. I'd seen it from a friend of mine. They had a copy of it and I saw the laundry list and I knew that this is where I belong. But chasing the Big Red Book was like chasing a unicorn or some mystical creature. But it was the one thing that directed me to where I needed to be. And by the time I actually got to ACA, I still had to wait for some time to get a copy of the Big Red Book, which tells me my problem and tells me exactly what my issue is and what the solution is. This takes me back to, I mean, sorry to refer to AA again, but back in the days when AAs were started, there were no meetings available in certain places. And the way that the message got carried was through the primary tool, which was the Big Book. And a Big Book would be sent out to somebody who's living in a different state. And they'd be able to go through it, understand the problem, and be able to start a meeting. And in a country where there's very few meetings, in Soweto, there's no meeting, there's no ACA meeting at all. The biggest way of carrying the message would be the book that carries the message that would not be diluted by word of mouth. It is currently very expensive. Thanks to Sue and Marion's work, the Big Book was reduced to about 390 rands, which is about, I think, $25. But it was initially about 500 rands a copy. That is about $35. And for a country that has a high rate of unemployment, where even a Big Book is kind of unaffordable to somebody coming into a recovery, I think that is a very high cost. I mean, just yesterday I was asked for a copy of the Big Red Book. And when I told them the price, they said they'd rather not, because we're in a country where we live from hand to mouth. I chair the Soweto group of AA, I'm the chairperson for the Soweto group of AA, which has about 150 members. And about 10% of those members are employed. And I believe that at a price of 350 rands or $25, even your working class, middle class person will not be able to afford a Big Red Book. Starting a fund would also give those who are able the opportunity to be of service to others and to spread the message. I mean, the more we can get this adult child program known all over the world, and I believe South Africa is not the only country with this problem, the more meetings we can have, the more adult children we can touch. And it's through the spread of the Big Red Book, which also gives a certain sense of comfort for those who've never been in 12-step programs to understand what they're getting themselves into. Because this program is not as simple as just letting go of alcohol, a drug, or eating. It's more involved.
That's time.
Thank you. Just in time. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? And by the way, I want to acknowledge what I think was Marcus said before. It probably would have been more helpful if we'd had representatives from different committees on this call, for instance, in this one, the Finance Committee. But I do believe that they are working on this idea anyway, so which is a good thing. Jim, did you have a comment?
Oh, yeah, I'll wait. I see Jackie wanted to raise her hand, so go ahead, Jackie.
Thank you. Sorry, I don't use Zoom very much, so I don't know what I'm doing here, but I am representing a group called Nurturing Your Inner Child through Discord. We use the Discord app, and we have members from all over the world, and we are, a lot of our members are very supportive of this idea, but we did have some concerns because we do have some members that we're living in Kenya and we're living in the Philippines, and one of the major concerns that they had was that in some areas getting packages was virtually impossible because a lot of times those packages would go missing and whatnot. I think in the analysis Ed said something about working on getting distribution centers set up in different countries. So I mean, if we could get more from the Finance Committee on how that type of proposal would go, so we can kind of mesh the two together, because it's been for those members who physically have a hard time getting mail, they either have to wait until they go back to the States for visits to family and stuff to bring books back. And that, I mean, that could be said of most things.
That's time.
So, yeah, but that was just my concern. So thank you.
Yes. I think Marion could also come in on this one because there's also been an idea of trying to get books published, getting rights, the right to get books published within the country instead of having them imported. Marion?
Yeah, please. It's important because we can, and you know, we've been very grateful for the help from World Service and especially the Global Subcommittee in getting that happening. However, for a portion of our population, that's still not going to make the books affordable. So what I think Kanelwe was trying to suggest here is that in addition to being able to print locally, which will definitely reduce, because the problem is the transport costs more than anything else. Our transport costs are bonkers. But also, yeah, other things like stuff going missing. But it's more than that. That will cover a certain portion of the population, but there is a very large underprivileged population in this country. And I'm well aware that the supply is in places like India and other places around the planet. I think of India because I've been dealing with them a lot lately. So it's a bigger thing. And I know that a similar proposal ironically came up concurrently at the global level. So possibly this can get addressed again there. But it is a big issue that there's the feasible, I believe we need to protect World Service as well, and sending books for free isn't sustainable. So yeah, it's to find that balance, and a fund would be the solution in our opinion. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Marianne. We have three more hands raised, so why don't we take all of those, and then Marianne, if you and Kanila can respond at the end of them.
Sure.
This time. Okay, Sue?
Hi, it's Sue V again from Global Members in Toronto, Canada. We are working on this, and I'm really pleased that Kanelwe brought it up and that she can speak to it because she's living it, and I think there's no better voice than somebody who's actually living the experience. And this is a complicated problem, and we're working very closely with the European Committee, with the WSO members, the board members. There's a lot of passion and will to find solutions to all of this. We have to find it in a balanced way that we're protecting the WSO interests because we need them to be sustainable. And at the same time, we've got to make it so that we can help each of our countries. And there's layers of it. The first layer is, can we get local printing even regionally or in the country to get away from the horrendous shipping costs, sometimes import costs? And then the second level is, even if we can get it down to the local cost, it's still unaffordable, as Kanelwe is saying. And so then there's another level there that literature funds needs to be done. And the thing I'm looking at is groups intergroups, meeting groups in providing that. And with that, I'll pass. I'll talk more about it. Mary Jo, I just noticed, my apologies, but on the printout, it says that it's proposal 17 that is the global one. And I just looked at it now and it's 16.
16.
Okay. Yeah, just thought I'd mention that to you. Thanks.
You for
that. I'll pass.
Okay, let's go to Jo next.
Yes, hi, this is Jo H, and I'm calling from the United States outside New Orleans. And I want to speak to an issue that can be a little bit triggering. It can be a little bit difficult to talk about. So I just want to prepare you that there is a blind spot here. And I'm speaking from the point of view of equity in recovery. There's a blind spot here that many of the global South cultures are oral. They're not so crazy about historically about the book. They want to dance to it or speak it or tell it as a story. And so as we plan all of these things, these last three proposals, consider having an oral complement to it so that there is no shipping cost for books. For example, my first experience with ACA, we played an old tape.
That's time.
Thank you. And talked about what was said, much less expensive, and fits the culture. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Mary Jo, that's okay. the 10 minutes for this item.
Okay. All right.
Can I suggest that we let Laura speak? She got cut off last time. I hate to see her cut off twice.
All right. Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. I would just ask if this does go forward, if there is a way that if people could contribute money or like contribute hand carry, because and also meaning like because there I believe that there's a problem with receiving the books, even if we mail books, that they can be lost in the mail or theft or whatever. And also a second point being that there be a balanced way. I mean, I am so behind Africa in getting literature there too, but just like we wouldn't want to only favor one child in the family, that we offer a balanced way to also get whatever it is, China, who has internet issues as well. I know that South Africa has trouble with sometimes in some areas, or Africa, parts of Africa, with internet access. So just downloading a Kindle may not always help, but in China, they've had problems with like blocking the internet. So that we, so that there'd be a balanced way of helping different communities, whether it be China, India, or Africa, or wherever.
Thank you, Laura. Marianne Canal, would you like, you can have 1 minute to respond to any of the things I've been said.
Thank you. I would like to respond. The whole reason we want the fund is we would like it, but it's not just anywhere. The point Kanelwe and I were both also trying to make is that here, Joe's point is noted, but here you can't get data, internet access, whatever. It's the physical books that actually matter. It's the only way to get the message. And I hear Joe about the oral thing, but our tradition isn't so much oral, it's just the physical tool, and getting the physical tool is the challenge. So it's the affordability levels. There is a level at which it becomes viable to print, but there are people who cannot afford it at that level. And we were suggesting it was a worldwide fund. And ironically, Canelo brought the proposal from their side, from our Soweto group in waiting, but we know the supplies elsewhere, and it came up at Global almost concurrently. It was bizarre that both of us had the same thing. So ideally it would be joined with the Global proposal, but we were trying to speak to it from our perspective, which is what we know. Thank you. Canelwe, anything?
Yes, basically I'd just like to add that in our country, coming from, you know, a girl from Soweto, even mental health is inaccessible here. Just having to go to a therapist or getting medical aid is seen to be for the elite, and it would be sad for recovery to also fall into the same bracket. So definitely a fund would be very helpful. And it does not mean that people will get books for free, because people need to commit to their own recovery, but would be able to be met halfway.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we will move on to this. And by the way, the global proposal that is similar to this will be discussed in the third town hall, which is February 6th. So this topic will come up again. Okay, all right. Let's move to the next proposal, which is from Israel. And it is that we propose that WSO add a second regular ACA World Annual Virtual Event in addition to the yearly AWC, aiming toward the global membership and connections around the world. Okay, Dahlia, you have 3 minutes to speak to this.
Thank you. My name is Dahlia. I'm an adult child in Israel. And this is following the AWC that was on 2020, that was forced to be online and was just very powerful. I think not only to people that could attend it face to face, but definitely to global members all around the world that could participate, unite, be seen, be heard, be connected. I just, and also the echoes that we received from that were very powerful, and it gave a big push to the growth of ACA in definitely locally. So that's our proposal, to have something like that. It's following that success once a year in between the regular AWCs, geared toward the global connection, and this modeled after that AWC, which will be continuously 18 hours going around the clock around the world, and represented by local ACAs around the world on the time of the clock when it arrives there. And just one more comment to what was listed in the proposal text is that I know it was done very quickly last time, not by choice, but because everything wasn't planned ahead. So that gave me the idea it doesn't have to be something that will be very problematic to do, and it can be divided between the different countries. Each one takes its part, and I believe it just needs to be organized and done. So that's our proposal. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dahlia. David, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, I just want to say that we're doing again virtual this year for 2021, and it'll be, you know, the AWC will be on a separate weekend from the ABC, so we all don't die of screen death. And it is something that it does take a lot of resources even to do that. We're working on getting the technology in the background that will alleviate some of the staff, but as Jim and Sharon can tell you, they work like crazy to do it. And it's something we certainly entertain to do. It's, but it is a question of resources and time. It's, one, it's not free. And secondly, it takes a lot. We do the working with Sue and Frederick this time, or, you know, working, going around the world, and if people want to participate, we'll have the opportunity coming up very shortly. Read the Traveler that's coming out, and you'll see it in there. But we want to do more of that, but it takes it's not just simply as doing a Zoom call. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Okay. Do you have a response, Dahlia, or should we move on?
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm suggesting to have it as something that is not changing all the time, but just a fixed thing, and have a team around that, and it will be, you know, have a date and a time and a title and be repeated each year. Yeah, and then, you know, hopefully getting the resources. Of course, if there are no resources, it will not happen, but to have the intention. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Jim, who's next hand up is Kathleen.
Kathleen, you're on mute.
Thank you. I want to thank you for this town hall. I'm active on the Committee for Representation and Accessibility and Equity. And I really want to recommend that the people that are in looking to set up some special funds or access join that committee to take an active part in trying to make direct recommendations to the board. And I also want to state that I think that if we make a point of talking about, you know, putting a budget out, like how much resources needed to do blah, 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 I believe that if that's announced in, say, the Traveler, that people would respond to that, that we had an idea that we need, you know, X dollars or X euros to put together a scholarship fund, that we would get really positive response.
Thank you, Kathleen. We're not speaking about that issue right now. This is a different proposal, but thank you.
Oh, yes, okay. But anyway, in general, that would be a good place to come. I want to welcome, you know, invite you to show up at the Slack channel for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Marcus, you're next. And Dahlia, what we'll do in the interest of time, I'll let the questions and comments come out first and then ask you to respond to them if that's okay with you. Okay, Marcus.
I was just wondering if y'all had considered like more so of a committee being set up that actually did these type of WSO did these type of programs rather than tying it down to that this has to happen, you know, annually, that this particular thing has to happen annually, and that you know, there might not be the resources 1 year to do it, but if we do it in the convention that it has to happen.
Okay, that's a question to WSO, and after we're done with the questions, David, I'll give you a chance to answer that. Then next is Sue.
Thanks, Mary Jo. It's Sue V. I just wanted to echo, you know, there's so many of us around the world and so many of us coming in. And there's so much hype, and rightly so, about our annual business conference and our annual world convention. And it had such an impact around the world. So I think that if it was put out, I don't know how it would be done, committee or otherwise, but I think that if the world knew that we wanted to do something like this and we needed people, we needed service, because that's a lot of it usually, is people stepping into service. I'm confident in our fellowship that people would step up. We just need to articulate it and have a place for them to congregate, so to speak. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sue. Frederick?
Hello, my name is Fram Otto Child, a board member and also the chair of the European Committee. I really like this proposal, but as been said before, it takes a lot of time and planning and so on. But it's really important because the unity of the fellowship becomes so big when we come together all over the world. But also, it takes time and it's a long process to do it. So to be aware of that, it may take time for other things. So when we do things like this, it's big. So yeah, I pass.
Thank you. Adelina?
Hi, everybody. I like the idea very much. And last year, it was the first time I attended an ABC. And I loved how fast it was to vote online, to respond to polls and stuff, so super effective. And I was thinking, for people who cannot afford to come to the US or wherever the ABC is organized, to have in parallel the option to participate virtual. So not a separate event, but an event at the exact same time with people in person and people online. That I feel that it would be fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Two more points and then we'll go to the responses. Brad?
Hi, I'm Brad. I would just like to say that
This has kind of already been done with the WSO partnered workshops very successfully. I know I'm in the National Capital Intergroup area, and we put on three workshops, one of them on shame, one of them on inner child, and they were both attended by 600 people and 700 people, so forth. So I really think with the resource of the thousand person WSO Zoom room and intergroups around the world could take this upon themselves to do a really good workshop, and then WSO providing the publicity of there's going to be this big whatever it's going to be called day. I think the resources can be there. That's it.
Thank you. Okay. And then Denise.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Brad was kind of reading my mind. What I'm thinking is rather than doing a whole nother convention, yeah, if you look at the calendar, there's events all the time. It's like, how about we start taping those so we have a library of, you know, just like, you know, the free WSO conference from last year. It's like we're doing it. And personally, I can only absorb so much at a time. You know, it's like I'm better off watching or listening to a 2-hour focus meeting versus several hours, because quite frankly, I can't take it in. So thanks.
Thank you, Denise.
Mary Jo, that's the end of the 10 minutes for this item.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Marius, try not to be too codependent here. Okay, thank you. All right, Dolly, do you have any response to anything before I go to David?
Okay, thank you. Yes, just about thank you for all the support and about having it as something that already exists or as, you know, similar to what is already done. I do believe that there is a difference in doing something that also attunes to the different hours and that is in continuation. And that I agree very much allows each intergroup or local members to do their part. Yeah, and I'm also very open to having a committee, maybe an events committee for WSO, but that's a different, maybe David will talk about that, but definitely for this, creating some kind of team and moving it forward, if not next year, the year after, but to start it. I understand that it will take time, but you need to start. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. David, would you like to respond to the idea of having this potentially separate from the ABC AWC committee or whatever, or however you interpret what's been going on?
I'd absolutely be open to it. My the challenge is that it's hard to find enough to do the ABC AWC. And once that's solved, then we can move on to other ones. But as someone had mentioned earlier about like the ABC, once we started in Malmo with doing a hybrid, and we were forced last year and this year to do a full virtual, there will not, in my prediction, is there will be not another ABC AWC that isn't a hybrid. It's just too valuable. It's just too great a way to access the whole World Fellowship just for time, energy, and economics. So I think we all would be very open to having other, you know, another AWC, or as we've talked about, regional events that would be accessed virtually as well. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, let's move on then to the last proposal for today. Let me see if I can, okay. Again, from Israel, we propose that WSO create an ACA app for mobile devices. Okay, Dalia.
Yes, hi, thank you. So this is a proposal for one of our members, and this is taking inspiration from apps of different 12-step fellowships because people are now using mainly their mobile phones and having an app that can have, of course, lists of meetings and basic texts and opportunity to donate. This is replying to the estimated cost that it might also help with making the opportunity for donation more accessible, and just having, you know, having the access to the fellowship on mobile devices will make it more reachable, accessible, and usable for members, and also again globally, because that's another barrier for global members, having lots of text, needing to go to the website, looking for things in app. Usually things are much more accessible and with clicks and short text and more usable. So yeah, that's our proposal.
Thank you, Dahlia. Are there any questions or comments on this one?
I'm sorry, again, it's a bandwidth and cost. We're getting a special IT worker to help us stay out of the volunteer pool with this. It's just hard to do it all with, and we want to kill Brad. He's new. We don't want to burn him out right away. Take a while. And apps are not cheap. To build a good app is a real project. And once we get our website really redone and some other stuff that we're all working on, It's something really to look at, but it's not high on the list. It's got other things in front of it that need done before it could get done. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Sue, you had your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, I recognize, you know, the priorities and the money, et cetera. Just a thought too, but just starting the idea, planting the seed right now, because it sounds like a fabulous idea. And if the fellowship knew about it, they might even be willing. I think, David, we can put in the seventh tradition, we'd like it to go to something. So if that's true, then they could even say, I want this to go to the ACA app. And when we got the budget, we got the budget. And if we've got people out there, because we've got a lot of talented people all around the world that might even be able to help us with this, but they just don't know. And so just getting the word out too. But I get the fact that, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
It's also the hierarchy of getting the underlying back end together that would match up with the app. It's not, just don't make one out of the clear. And the apps are wonderful. I believe in them, but it's, Brad could talk on that if you would.
Sounds good.
Can I jump in since I'm the web servant?
Both of you.
David, thanks. I don't want to throw everything on Brad, and I don't want to jump in line, and I apologize, and I can wait my turn, but if people have more questions, but I'd like to speak to this before any other board members weigh in on it.
All right, Brad, do you want to go first then? And then unless you want to defer to Sharon. You're on mute.
Thanks. Dahlia, I just want to see if you could re-speak to the top three things that you would want the app to do. If you could just speak briefly to that.
Will I answer now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe it is for meetings access, for the text access, and for donations. Maybe that will be the three top things.
What does that mean, the nations? I don't think I understand what
donations,
you're saying.
Donations.
Oh, donations.
Sorry about that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Kathy?
Thank you, Kathy, ACA calling from California. This is something that I would be so curious as to how far along other fellowships have come with in regard to this app. One of the concerns that I would have in terms of revenue is that much of our revenue, ACA's revenue, comes from literature that is purchased, and an app, if literature is available via app, for example, that just brings up a whole other question with regard to our overall sustainability as a fellowship, perhaps, but maybe AA or others, I should just say other 12-step programs, would be able to lend some advice with regard to how they're able to sustain financially if there's an app. And I'm just curious about that. Thank you very much for letting
me. Can I answer quickly just to say, no copyrighted literature, just the free literature to read, the free text and the set text for the meetings, not the big red book and copyrighted.
Thank you for that clarification, Dahlia. Appreciate that.
Jackie, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. Thank you. So one of my suggestions, I went to WPI, and one of the things that they did was that different groups got in touch with the students because they have to do a project at their junior level and their senior level as like their thesis. And they did stuff like that where they would help with creating websites or creating apps or other projects all from all different sorts of companies. So I'm wondering if we can kind of tap into that and see if we can get some help from like the tech schools and stuff like that that might be looking for those projects to do. So yeah, that's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. All right, Sharon.
Yes, thanks. Boy, I tell you, when I saw this proposal come up, I got excited because this having an ACA app has been on IT committee's wish list, want to do, try to do. We did a couple of trial things. And so it is exciting because we recognize, yes, definitely having it quick there. And it's when I see, AA has, a couple of different apps, one with just meeting lists, one with speakers and things. And then Al-Anon just now released an app that like connects people straight into online meetings. And it's really involved, that one. And, I look at it and I'm like, wow, but they have a technology staff. They've got lots of, professional staff that can support it. Cause every time, Android or Apple decides to update something, apps have to be updated as well. And so that's one of the concerns is that if we did try to put something together, which we don't currently have anyone volunteering on IT committee that really has app development experience. We've got bits and pieces, but no one that fully has that. I'm taking in and taking notes on this stuff, to look in, and I would really encourage anyone that, Jackie spoke about WPI, anyone that has anything that would be helpful in more research for this, because even if it doesn't come up as an ABC topic, it's still on like IT committee's to-do, want-to-do list. And so we definitely need more people to, send us if they know someone that does it or links to WPI.
That's time.
Okay, thank you. That would be very helpful because it is the ongoing upgrades and support, not just the initial app development. And so thanks, I'll pass.
Sam has a question.
Yeah, hi Sharon. I was just had a concern regarding keeping our anonymity and how an app or how we would make sure that an app wouldn't get, mined by whatever big data acquisition entities might want to, see who's using this app or whatever.
That's a good question. Thank you, Sam, for bringing that one up too, because, if it's built professionally, it would have the same security as our website. And any other, data mining stuff, but definitely security is an issue. We can't just throw something together and not take in mind, tracking on phones and things like that, because we would not want to do that.
Mary Jo, that's the 10 minutes for this item.
Okay. Dahlia, we'll give you a chance if you have any response to anything otherwise.
No, thank you. I'm very happy to hear everything. Thank you.
Okay. Well, actually, I think then that was the last proposal. Wait a minute. Are we at? That was 7, right?
We're done.
Okay. Let me just be sure that, now we'll take some time to just move into general questions and answers about anything we've talked about, but also about the ballot process in general. If anybody has any questions, we had planned on setting a hard stop on this after 90 minutes, which is in 9 minutes from now. I'm willing to stay on a little bit longer if we have questions. So does anybody have anything?
Okay. My name is Brian and I'm calling from Lowell, Arkansas. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. ACA is not strong in Arkansas. We just started. I discovered it for myself. I'm a long-term AA member. That was all about 9 years ago, and we've put together now. We've got actually two different groups that are making it. But all of this is new, and we're learning, we're growing, and we're trying to get involved. And so one of the things I'm very excited about is I ran across some information about Ready, Set, Go, I think is in the works. So I guess what I'm going to throw into this, or just first of all, say thank you for everybody who's putting, you know, all kinds of effort into this. It's a life-saving program, and I'm very grateful for that. Everything takes volunteer work, and thank you all very much for that. I think this program is going to save my marriage. So I'll throw that in.
It's time.
The question I want to throw out there is, how would be the best way for me to bring these proposals to my group so that they can make a vote so that we can be a part of the process? Thank you.
Well, in the time, Jim R., would you like to respond to this one?
Hi, thank you. Yes. It's very tricky. Most people attend recovery meetings to recover personally. And it's hard to focus their attention on something beyond that. And I've wrestled with it a number of times. ACA asks that the response be a group effort. One way you could do it is just ask for interested parties within the meeting to get involved. It's sort of limiting, but it's better than just you, and it's a bit more official. Presently, I attend a morning meeting that's online exclusively. It was never a face-to-face. So even after this COVID era lifts, we will still have this question of how to approach people. And we are thinking of possibly a survey and have people vote individually, but still that cuts out the discussion part of it. So it's tricky. But I would say if you could have a handful of people getting involved, then that's better than nothing. And just keep putting it out. I'm in the same boat. So
having to email it to everybody and so on. We have, Jackie.
Sorry, hit the wrong button. I just wanted to echo that sort of thing. Our group is also an online only group. We meet two different times during the day for 5 days during the week. So what I have done was that we set up a meeting on a night that we normally don't meet at our normal meeting time. And we've been talking about the proposals and any questions or comments or whatever that I brought with me to the meeting in my notebook. And I committed to bringing them to this meeting so I could hear more about it. And I would go back and submit notes to the entire group. So even if people aren't showing up to those meetings, they still have access online somewhere in our group that has all of that information. We have already said that at our after our next business meeting in February, a couple of days after, we're going to have a special business meeting specifically to talk about these proposals. So they don't necessarily need to be, you know, present in all of these meetings in between. They still have access to the information. And it is hard. We do have like 500 members or so, but we've only got a dozen who are really interested in connecting with the WSO in this way. So, these are the members that have been with me since the founding of our group less than a year ago. So, we're all pretty invested in this at this point. So I think that we're hearing from a lot of people who are interested in that sort of thing. So just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay. Helen?
Yes, last week I explained to my home group that the proposals were out, gave everybody the information where they could get it, talked about the process a little, and said I would be back for a fellowship before, a little bit in the meeting, and time after, or they could email me or call me if they wanted information. And I just keep giving it. And last year I made a survey, or the last time we did this, I put the questions and had everybody just email them back without their name on it. And then I added them all up, so I had the information. And I said, that's what I did. Let me know what your group conscience wants you to do this year, and we'll follow through with it.
Thank you, Helen.
Hi, this is Jim again. And on a practical note, 1 year, this was a face-to-face meeting, and we would have a secretary's break in the middle. So what we opted to do was to take 5 minutes at the secretary's break to discuss one or maybe two proposals and take a vote then. And then we also would tack on and let the meeting run 5 minutes longer so people didn't feel like they lost out on sharing. That was just one way we were able to do it then.
Thank you. Brian, was this helpful? Did that answer your questions?
Yes, it was. I think the biggest thing is, unity is always a big thing. And so I decided to be on here today and I'm feeling that. We feel like we're out here in the middle of nowhere. So I'm trying to be of service to see if we can't help to build it in our area. And so thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any other questions about other topics or anything? Okay, one more, Jackie.
Hi, sorry. So I have tried to email a couple of different places, but I'm trying to figure out public outreach, that's what it's called. So I had a couple of members who approached me and were trying to figure out beyond passing on the website and everything that we have, what we can do as individuals and as a group for a public outreach. And I had no idea. And I know that on the website, it talks about institutions and about schools and whatnot. And I've tried emailing whatever email was on the website. And I just cannot figure out what we can do. And it's happened before where I've tried to reach out for like meeting change information where we are having trouble with the website, where I usually don't get a response, which is why I started joining these committees to talk to people face-to-face. So I don't know if you guys can direct me to someone who could help me a little bit more with the public outreach stuff. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, this is Jim, and I'm currently the person answering the, PSC at acwso.org. So that's our public services committee chair. And I'll post in the link to that page right now, so you can contact me directly. We have a monthly meeting, and we actually have enough interest that we're going to bi-weekly. So you could, I'll post a link to that page and give you my contact information. You could email me and we could discuss this directly and help you with what you're trying to do.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, thank you.
Jim, do you mind posting a link to the meetings at acawso.com email address as well?
Sure, I will include that. Updates.
Thank you, I'm sorry to jump in.
That's okay, Marius.
Hi, I'm Marius, I'm from Romania.
I can't hear you very well. Marius, we can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
There we go, yes.
Okay. So thank you. Hi, Marius, I'm from Romania. And I would like to speak up my opinions about the topics, the proposals here in the meeting. And I will start with the literature of things that being from Europe and not English speaking country. I appreciate very much the translation to an easier language because it will be very helpful for the countries for translations. Regarding the costs, there also it would be grateful that in some countries that we can publish our own version of the red book in our native language. It would be also a lot of cutting costs from transportation and so on. Regarding the thing that
that's time.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Right. Marius, I'll give you another few, up to a minute. I know because earlier you had your hand up for a comment on a question and you didn't get a chance to do that. So go ahead, we'll give you 1 minute and then we'll end the meeting.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And my biggest concern after the COVID era was that the ABC and AWC would go back to the face-to-face meeting, which would be a great loss for countries like mine, where getting a meeting in Florida, Boca Raton, like last year was scheduled to be, it was almost impossible for me, and I'm sure that it would be impossible for many countries around the world. So I would very much appreciate at least if ABC and AWC would remain somehow virtual to be open for the countries with low access to transportation. And I am also a supporter for the app, the mobile application, because it is very helpful for me to have my big red book in my train, in my car, in everywhere I'm in, and I can study my ACA program. So, and that can be a cost for the book. You can add it to that app, but that's something technical, and I think it's not such a big deal to add a link there, which can download for the right amount of money the Red Book for everyone. So thank you, I pass.
Just a reminder to everybody that we do have the Red Book as an audiobook through audible.com, if anybody doesn't know that already, and then as a ebook through Amazon. Okay. Well, I hate to say goodbye. This has been wonderful. I want to thank each and every one of you for your service to your groups, because I hope you feel that this has been helpful because it was our first time doing it. This will be a recording that is posted on the ballot prep page of the service website. And so I would like to ask us to close with the ACA adaptation of the Serenity Prayer.
Mary Jo?
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Might want to remind everybody that this year's ABC was changed because of the online thing. It was changed to a Saturday and Sunday versus the usual Thursday and Friday. So it's April 24th and 25th. Those are a Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, one time only, Saturday and Sunday. Actually, that's what it was years ago. Or maybe it was Friday and Saturday anyway. So this year, 2021, Saturday and Sunday with the AWC on the following weekend, I believe, right? Yes. Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yep. Before we do the Serenity Prayer, I just wanted to thank Mary Jo, the leader of the ballot proposal committee, for leading up this town halls and making this happen. So thank
Absolutely.
You, Mary Jo.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mary Jo. Thank you, team.
Thank you, everybody.
And Mary Jo, just a reminder, next meeting for the town hall for everybody.
The next town hall is Monday, February 1st, and it will be at noon Eastern time. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. Which proposals are we discussing then?
One through four and number six.
Thank you, Denise. Okay, wonderful. All right. Thank you again, everybody. And let's just go. Oops, I lost it. Well, we all know it. I hope.
True enough.
Okay. Grant me the serenity.
Courage to change the one I can. The wisdom to know that one is me.
I don't think that was an accident that I lost that screen because now I can see all of you.
You're worth it.
Higher power at work. Thank you, everyone.
Happy Sunday.
Sunday.
Very informative. Thank you.
Very well done. Thanks, everybody.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. All right. I'm going to end it for all of us right now. Okay. Take care. All right.
Bye.
Bye.